are back for an all-new Keep It Real. I am Ira Madison III. And let me tell you something. Next week, I'm getting ready for BravoCon, okay? We have BravoCon coming up in just a week in Las Vegas. I'm going to be there next weekend. I am not hosting a panel as of now. Imagine someone like dies next week and they say, Ira, host a panel. I don't know if that's happening. So do not expect that to happen. But I will be in Vegas. So come and say hi. Find me at the craps table. I'll be drinking a lot. I also need to make sure I get a reservation at the Bedford, Martha Stewart's restaurant there, because that is some of the best fucking pierogies I've ever had in my life outside of Veselka. So that is also on my hit list. I love that that is the more interesting thing to me than actually being at BravoCon. And also, I guess I got to see a show while I'm there too. Maybe Usher? I don't know. I got to see something. So I'm going to have a good time in Vegas. Also, I have a little something to say. I'm going to give you a little keep it this week. Someone commented on our YouTube that I should spend more time talking about groundbreaking new shows like Physical on Apple TV Plus and not Housewives. Listen, ma'am, I think we are already long past that, okay? We've got Roxane Gay talking about Housewives. We've got my queen, Camille Paglia, talking about Housewives when she's not talking about the vamps and tramps that she loves on soap operas. She loves The Young and the Restless and also General Hospital. And if you have never seen this clip of Camille on this old E! Show called Pure Soap, just Google Camille Paglia, Pure Soap. She's talking about Young and the Restless. She's talking about Nicki Newman. It's iconic. And she wrote an essay for Bravo about The Real Housewives too. So Google Camille Paglia and Real Housewives. And then also while you're at it, Google her talking about male sexuality and about how heterosexual men are actually closer to women because they fuck things that are shadows of their mothers, and that gay men with their, you know, beefcake magazines and things are actually continuing on the tradition of masculinity that has existed since the Greeks and the Romans with that art of masculinity, and how gay men are actually more masculine than straight men. We don't really have this level of discourse, public discourse in the world anymore, and I love it. And that is what we try to create here. So without further ado, this week's episode, I am delighted to be joined by Gina Kirschenheider from The Real Housewives of Orange County. Now, that show just wrapped. You just saw the reunion, and we had a chat after the reunion, so we got to talk about everything coming out of the reunion, what Gina is thinking about going into BravoCon next week, where she currently is in her relationship with Shannon Bedore. There's a lot going on. So we will be right back with my interview with Gina. So we are so excited to have today's guest on the show. You know her best from The Real Housewives of Orange County, but she's a multi-hyphenate. She has a skincare line. She's a real estate agent. She's giving it to Shannon on the reunion. And now she's a podcasting peer with her new show, Orange Country, which she co-hosts with Shane McAnally, which is out now. So please welcome to Keep It, the dynamic Gina Kirschenheider.
Hi, Ira.
Hi, it's so nice to meet you.
That was quite the introduction.
Although we met briefly at BravoCon last year, I was at the Mugen booth with Bruce Bozzi, and when Andy popped by, and he was handing out shots to everybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I was, too.
Yes. Yeah. You popped over, and then you were handing them all out. That was so fun.
I was. Yes. I mean, that was. That was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was already after I stopped drinking, though, unfortunately, so I couldn't shoot any back. But I was better everybody else received more, so that was good. Yes.
Yeah. I assume you're looking forward to BravoCon this year in Vegas.
I really am. I mean, you were there. It's incredible. It's like, it's electrifying. And you know what? At the end of the day, too, I feel like it's good for all of us, like Bravo celebrities, to get that. It's kind of like really refreshing. It's such a boost, and everybody in that room is having an amazing time. Everybody in that room is there. It's for the fans, and the fans are the reason that we all have jobs, you know? So to me, to feel that energy and everything that, and you know, they just care so much, honestly. And like, also like, who doesn't want to feel like a rock star for a day? Like, I was like, wait, I've never experienced this before. You're screaming at these high pitch levels for me. Like, it's incredible. So yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
I can't imagine doing all of this now that you have stopped drinking. What has that even been like on the show? I mean, like, that's such, it's such, I feel like it's such a part of Orange County in general, the women on that show, historically, you know?
Yeah. I don't disagree with you. Can't really disagree with you. And it, yeah, it has been a really big thing on the show. I would say that, like, it's never, if you watch back, like, it was never really a huge thing for me. I certainly drank, you know, like everybody else, and had a fun time, but I wasn't really known for being like, I never got sloppy. I was never like taking my clothes off because I'm drunk. Like, that wasn't really a part of my character. So I kind of knew that it would be, I felt it would be okay going into it. Because I just was, it wasn't like a huge shift in my character overall. What I wasn't expecting is the huge shift in my character because of like the emotional stuff that was coming up because I was no longer drinking. That was like a very big surprise to me. And you just don't know what it's like to stop drinking. And you have to understand too, that was, when we started filming that season, I think I was like about 6 months sober. So that's like, for somebody who stops drinking, it's still like a very fresh, raw time. And I think I was just like, going about it like, this is just a decision I made. It's going to be fine. I don't want to be hungover anymore. I feel like crap. I'm making bad decisions. It's holding me back. And I'm just going to do this. And I wasn't really thinking about it in the totality of it. And I think that that's really what you see playing out last season on this show. So I was nervous about it, but like, if anything, I found it to be more interesting, and I feel like the viewers found it to be interesting too.
Yeah. I mean, coming out of this season now, it's so interesting too, even thinking about BravoCon, right? Because I feel like you film the season and then you have to react to the show as it's airing, and then you film a reunion, and now you're going back to be with all the women again, to rehash all this
maybe
stuff.
Maybe with all
publicly.
The women. We don't even know though. I don't know. Like, at this point, I don't know if Shannon will be there or not, you know? So I don't even know. But yes, it is. It's very weird. This job, I have a weird job, Ira. It's very weird. It's very weird. I am like in good standings with all the ladies. I'm not communicating with Shannon at this point, but not because I'm assuming she's focusing on her health, you know?
Yes.
But yeah, it is a weird thing to go back. I think actually it's a really nice for the Orange County cast though this year, because when BravoCon happened last year, we actually were at BravoCon, and you see a little bit of it play out on the show in like Mexico. It was right before our Mexico trip. So first of all, we were like kind of gagged when we were at BravoCon last year because we were right in the middle of a season. So our panel was like kind of boring. Like, I remember the audience members were like, "What's your favorite color?" I was like, "Really? This is the best we got?" You know? But because they couldn't really, I guess, ask us anything because we were filming. And so, and it had been a long time since the last season. And the last season was such a disconnect with casting issues and whatnot that I just think it fell flat. I'm actually stoked to go this year because I feel like we held up our end of the bargain this year. I feel like as a cast, we delivered. And I mean that from all my castmates, you know? So it's exciting to go into it this year, having wrapped up a whole season, being able to talk about the season and the things that are going on and happen. And I feel like the audience will be, the fans are excited about it. You know, the buzz is still a lot. Like, this is in a couple of weeks, you know? I'm like, if I don't go get my damn dresses fitted today, I have nothing to wear. Like, that's how close we are to BravoCon. So I'm stoked.
I mean, I think this was a great season, you know? And I think that, you know, just the sort of gelling of the cast, like, was really fun. I mean, you've been through so many, you've been through different eras and casting of, like, the show now. Like, how do you feel, even being on the show with, I guess, sort of the new women on the show, too, but then also, you know, with, like, with Tamra and then Vicky and Heather, these sort of, like, you know, A-listers of OC, you know? Does it feel like there's a weird, like, imbalance when you're filming it? Or do you feel like everyone is sort of at an equal footing now?
Well, I will say that Emily and I always laugh because we've pretty much accepted the fact that no matter how many, we could be on this show for 30 years and we're still always going to be fucking low man on the totem pole. Because for whatever way it works out, it's like, they're like, we'll just bring back the original divas of all time and then you're set. So we just think it's hysterical. But yeah, it's been really interesting and you can see the difference with different casting choices and selections. I think that Orange County has been, it was the original show. It's a flagship show, right? It's been running the longest and there's going to be times of transition and then they're gonna, I don't fault my network for trying different things and trying to like space it up in different ways. And also putting some of these women who had been on it for so long, you know, having them take a break or a step back, I think is honestly, even though it like I know how bad that burned Tamra at the time. But when I really look, and I didn't agree with it. I was like, wait a minute, like don't let Tamra go. Like she, like Tamra help. Tamra makes our jobs easier, you know. So I'm like, don't let Tamra go. But then it's like when you really see where we are now, it's like, oh wait a minute, that actually was the best thing for her. Like she took a, you know, she took time. She kept herself relevant while she was away from the space, and she came back with like a fresh start, and like. For some reason on this show, if you get like fired and then you're brought back, you catapult yourself. I'm like, maybe I should just take a damn year off, you know? Like, but yeah, it feels really good. It feels like it gels. I think they did a perfect job. I personally also like just like the opportunity to try to form friendships with some of the women that I haven't successfully been able to do in the past. Like historically, I never really, Vicky, it's not that I didn't get along with Vicky, it's just that Vicky never gave me the time of day and she never tried. And when Vicky came back this year, she was like a completely different woman, at least towards me. And it was so nice because I know so many people love Vicky and, you know, think she's so great and so funny and da da da. And like, I felt like I was never able to see that. And like this year, I totally could, she like let her guard down with me and she was so kind to me. And like, she knew stuff about my life that I didn't even know she knew. Like clearly she was following and watching and like, that actually meant a lot to me and I got to know her better. And like, now I think she's freaking great. I mean, even to me, like me and Vicky got into it a little bit in Mexico, but I'm like, it's great because like we really did. We kind of got on each other's nerves and then I try to put Vicky in her place and she's just like, you're not putting me in my place. And then we move on. You know what I mean? It's not like so harsh and toxic and vile. She is who she is. She's hysterical. And I really enjoyed getting to know her this year on the show, even in the small capacity that, you know, she was in it. I think it was wonderful.
What's it like, I guess, you know, when you do have a relationship with someone on the show and you deal with a conflict, but then you're still able to, you know, be friends with them and sort of interact with them versus, you know, where you ended up somewhere with like Shannon at that reunion, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think those just show, those are normal. When you can get into it, say your opinion, get pissed off at each other, have it out a little bit, and then move on. That's like, that's a real friendship. That's a normal friendship. Like even my best, Emily is literally one of my best friends. And we've gotten into it bad, you know, and that shit was real. Like I, like when we, that time when we were like not understanding each other, we really were not understanding each other. And it was really upsetting to us because we were such good friends. I think that with someone like Shannon, like I think it just highlights the fact that like we've never had a friendship and we likely never will, you know, we're just very, very different people. And if someone just doesn't want to respect you or acknowledge you or see you as a human being, how long are you going to beat down that door, you know? And that's where I'm at with her. I don't want to try to, you know, it gets pathetic after a while. It's like, I'm not going to stick around and try to get you to like me. Like, I know my value. I know what I'm worth. I have a great life. I have great friends. And that's even going into the season this year, that's where my head was at. I was like, look, we don't have to try to pretend we're friends or be best friends. We could simply be civil. You know, there are people that are in your core group of friends that you just don't like, but like you're one of your best friends just won't cut them loose, you know? And it's like, all right, at a certain point. Yeah, I think everybody has been there, right? So it's like, so what do you do? Are you gonna not go to like your friend's party over it? No, you go and you try to ignore that person and then you talk shit about them behind their back like a normal person, right? So I'm like, that's fine. Like I could do that with you, Shannon. And like the thing that upset me was like, I wasn't even talking about her behind her back. Like, I just was like, I am not going to touch this because it's always historically gotten me burned. And then I just got attacked anyway. So, you know, it is, I am being very careful right now and very respectful right now because I know that she's dealing with something that is very severe, very significant in her life right now. So I am respectful of that. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to still stick up for myself, stick up for my children and vocalize like what is wrong. Like you can have sympathy to a point, but you know, it doesn't make you a bad person to still point out and acknowledge injustices, you know, even though something bad happened to this woman doesn't mean that she was not treating me unkindly and unjustly. And I'm going to stick up for myself, probably to a fault. Like that's just who I am.
I don't know. She's always been an interesting person to watch on television, but it's also always just been very stressful to watch Shannon on television. I feel like she's always going through it, you know. And this and season just felt very much.
It's always worse than what anybody else is going through.
When we're back, more with Gina. How would you say maybe your relationship is with Heather now, you know, because you had a sort of a back and forth all season, but, you know, you're right next to each other on the couch having fun at the reunion.
I know, because I love Heather. I really do. How can you not love Heather? I mean, that's the thing, too. Look, I did get into it with Heather. I didn't understand where her head was at throughout a lot of this season. And so it was very... That was a little frustrating for me with Heather this year because I just simply didn't get a lot of it. But at the end of the day, like Heather is a great, she's a good person and she will apologize. She will see your, try to see your point of view at least, you know, and she, like we do respect each other and care about each other. So it really wasn't that hard to reroute that. Like there were certain things that were she was like bugging me this season. There were certain things that I just couldn't let go because I felt like I was always been a good friend to Heather. And I felt like she did a lot of that like grouping in of like, all of you do this. And I'm like, wait a minute, except me. You know, you have to say that. except Gina. And she wasn't. And it was like driving me nuts. And then it didn't make me like question where I was with her. Look, at the end of the day though, Heather and I, we actually do are very we're close. We really, I could call Heather any day at any time and she would be there for any of us. That's truly who Heather is. But we also, it's okay to acknowledge that Heather and I have two completely different lives. You know, mm-hmm. we make time for each other. We enjoy doing things together. But obviously, you know, I'm there's an age difference and I'm still working on getting up, you know, in life and taking care of my kids. Are very young. Her kids mm-hmm. are almost all out of the house. She has a ridiculous amount of money. We're not going to like vacation together, you know, except like on the show, you know, but we are friends and we just, yes. we make time to see each other. So we're great. I love Heather. I adore her. I respect her. Mm-hmm. I go to her for advice. Like she's always wanting to help. That's what I think people don't understand. And I try to get people to see that a little bit, like peek behind with the curtain a little bit with Heather. Is Heather is who she is. Heather isn't a product of the money that she has. Like Heather would be that same person even if she was poor. Mm-hmm. It's just who she is, you know? She's a proud person and she's also a New Yorker, but she's like a Westchester, New Yorker, you know? There's mm-hmm. just, there's differences in places where people come from and that's just a part of who Heather is. She is fancy pants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so speaking about New York, we had a lot of this question online. People are wondering, like, you're from New York, and then they were like, but this season, they were like, you have almost like a different accent or vocal fry in your interviews, and people are like, where is this girl from?
I know, it's so interesting to me, Eric, because I got this a lot. I don't know what this is. Like, I have no idea. And I honestly think that this is just my voice. Like, I'm from Long Island. I grew up with like a bunch of my girlfriends. Like, you know, we would do all these weird accents and mm-hmm. weird things. Some of my girlfriends were from like upstate New York too. So like we have these weird things that we would do and say. And I really think what you're hearing is I don't drink anymore. So uh-huh. I'm not like, I don't know. I guess like the alcohol maybe just like takes more of your personality out. Like maybe it just subdues you a bit. And yeah. this is me like completely sober. And I just kind of sound like this. I sound weird. I don't know. I don't, maybe it's like a nervous energy thing. And I just like develop voices. I don't know because everybody keeps asking me and I feel like it's getting worse the more people talk about it. And I don't know what it is. Maybe I lived in California too long. I don't know. I have like a twang. I know. But I think I've had that since I'm younger. Like everybody would say dog, dog, dog. And I would say every once in a while, I'd be like dog. And my yeah. friends would be like, where are you from? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't have all the answers.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I know it annoys people. I know everybody hates my voice. There's nothing I can do about it. It just is what it is.
I mean, people also want to know if you have a collaboration with Chili's coming.
I hope so. God, who wouldn't? Are you kidding me? And I don't know who started that. Like, I know I've talked about it a lot because it yes. is all fun and whatever. But like, honestly, Chili's loves me, by the way. They always post on all my things. But I'm like, okay, oh. but write that check, Chili's. When's my check coming? And then I'm going to go to whoever started that and I'm going to be like, let's go cash the check together. You can watch me cash the check. I'm not giving right. you any, but yeah.
Because that was a joke someone started online, right? Like a meet yes. and greet at Chili's.
Yeah. And then I work at Chili's and all this stuff. And I'm like, listen, first of all, I'm not above anything. I would work at Chili's if I had to take care of my kids. But plus, like, I don't know. I feel like that might be less drama. Working at Chili's might be like, I feel like it would be a good vibe.
I don't know. I feel like working at Chili's would probably be, there'd be a lot of drama there too. You know,
you're
I
mean, probably I've worked right. at a restaurant. Yeah, those restaurants are. Yeah, me too. Yeah. They will, actually, to be quite honest and fair to Chili's, I don't think I am the caliber of waitress that would make it. I don't think I could do Chili's. Because they're so corporate and like they're very strict. I was like a mm-hmm. shitty waitress at like, you know, an independent restaurant where I great customer service. Everybody loved me, but I would never bring you what you ordered. But, you know, service with a smile, 100.
Yeah. Talking about your podcast a bit, Orange Country, what's it yes. been like, you know, to... join the fray of Housewives with podcasts now. I feel like everyone used to have a... Housewives used to have like a single. People would drop like a song. And now I feel like people are like, I'm going to make a podcast, actually.
It's true. Well, I feel like it's podcast nation in general, you know, these mm-hmm. teenage. I'm happy to join, though, these women that are out there doing it. I don't see anything wrong with it. You know, like a lot of the time, we have things to say and we know the most information and everybody wants to know what's going on anyway, right? So like it made mm-hmm. sense that we would try to get out there and do and explore as many avenues as we can, you know? But what I do like about Orange Country is that it is not a housewife podcast, and that actually, like, of course I address things that come up in the moment. Like I spoke to the Shannon situation, things like that. But for the most part, it's just, we cover a lot of ground and there's no real one theme. It's like parenting, sobriety, pop culture. We have on a lot of good celebrity guests, that are super interesting and fun and all over the place.
Yeah. You had Jesse Tyler recently.
Yeah, Jesse Tyler Ferguson. Yes. Yeah. I was like, what? I was like fangirling, sitting with him. I was like, can I even, like, honestly, the level that I got to quickly too is very pleasantly surprising to me and I'm loving it. Like, I think it's really cool when you can just be like, I'm just going to put this out there. Let's have real conversations, and to have viewers and people responding to that is really, it's really serving my soul well. It fills up my bucket. You know, I really enjoy doing the podcast. Like, it's cool to talk to people.
Yeah. I mean, do you find that you have sort of learned something new about yourself by doing that? Something like that will help you like go forward even like on the show, you know?
The show for me has been always very cathartic. Like it's been a really great way. What I've realized about myself in this journey on the show and through my podcast is that I think the former New Yorker in me, I always thought when it came to my life, you're tough if you just keep everything down. You just smile, you just go, you don't talk about it. It's nothing I was like taught. My parents actually were like more like hippies. So like they were open with their emotions. It just became what I thought I should do, what the standard was, which is why I never opened up about anything that was going on in my life. But then also what I found is I am an honest person. So if you actually just sit me down in a chair and you ask me a question, I will answer that question. And the show forced me to do that, and it allowed me to get out all of this shit, and then it made me feel better. And I'm like, wow, like what a novel idea. You know, you get out your emotions and then you process them and feel better. And so like that for me has been a very powerful tool. So when I sit down with Shane and we're just having these conversations and asking each other things and sharing things with each other, it just feels good. And to be able to share that then with other people is a really cool experience.
What do you think about where things might even be going next season? You know, I mean, do you want them to bring back someone else? Because they're always talking about bringing back old people to the show, right? And it's like bringing some new people, maybe, you know, that or the idea that Heather belongs on Beverly Hills instead of fitting in on Orange County, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I do think, I think that Heather could easily fit in Beverly Hills because she's fabulous and she has homes there. But I also think that Heather really fits in Orange County. And I want Heather to return. And I think Heather wants to return. I don't really want to speak for her, but I just from, you know, our conversations I've had, like, I think Heather feels secure in her friendships. I know she had a rough year on the show, but I do think she feels good now with everybody. The situation with Shannon certainly changed things, right? So that to me is the biggest unknown, like, as I just don't know what that looks like what what does it look like if she does return? What does it look like if she doesn't? I don't, you know, it's a weird question. I would like to see, personally, I want someone more my age on the show.
Yeah.
Or younger, you know?
Yeah.
I think that would be really fun and really cool. And I like the, you know, it's no disrespect. I think that that is, you know, all these women are incredible and amazing and all that, but I think youth is fun, you know, and different, and it spices stuff up. And like, I would love like a buddy my age or or even honestly, even like a chick. Yeah, I'm pushing next year on the show. I'm gonna have to celebrate my 40th birthday. So I'm getting up there with all these ladies too now, you know, I've been here for a minute and it would be fun to have somebody young. I think Jen Pedranti did a great job for her first season. She's the first person that I feel like in years really clicked and really did it in a natural way. And the job is just to show up and be yourself. I think she did a really good job of that. And also, like, obviously, she wasn't taking Tamra's crap. So that's good, you know? Like, she's strong.
Yeah. I mean, you sort of have to be able to go toe-to-toe with Tamra to stay on the show, right?
You have to. And it's not an easy thing to do.
Yeah. Do you think that you would televise your wedding on the show?
I mean, I wouldn't, I've shared so much already, Ira.
Yes.
To me, it's like I've shared so much bad stuff to be able to have the opportunity to share something so great. I wouldn't even bat an eye. I'd be like, yes, 100. I think it's more a question of if that is what's going to happen. I think that Travis and I are just so happy in our relationship. And look, it's not that I wouldn't want like a beautiful wedding and all these things. But I think that right now we're just not there yet because we're at this like very critical, like practical point of our lives. We have 6 children.
Yeah.
They need things, you know? And so then I just think, oh yeah, I could have this big, beautiful wedding, but also I need to get 6 vehicles for these kids to drive and they all have to go to college and we need a bigger home, you know? So I think our eye is on the prize right now. But there is still a part of me in me, you know, I think for a while I was like, I don't think I need a wedding. I don't need that.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, eh, I wouldn't mind that wearing that ring. I wouldn't mind putting on that dress.
Yeah.
I want the photo. You know, like, I want it.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be nice if Bravo paid, but we know that they don't pay for the weddings.
100%. But yes, that's not going to happen. Yeah. I'm going to have to flip a table to get a wedding paid for at least. And I don't know. I don't want to pay that price either, Ira. So I'm paying for my own wedding. Yes.
I guess, lastly, what are you looking forward to at BravoCon? Like, who are you looking forward to seeing?
I always say 100% the most is the fans. Like, I truly love it. I love it. Like, I never get bothered when people come up to me. I think it's such a privilege to be able to, like, take a picture with somebody and you make their whole fucking week. Like, that's so cool, you know? So, honestly, I love all of that. But I do love a lot of the women. I love Wendy and Giselle from Potomac. It's so funny, too, because I don't necessarily – I don't – watch all of the franchises, but I know the women personally. So to me, sometimes when I hear that somebody's more of like the villain or something on the other cast, I'm like, what? I'm like, no way. You know, like, I don't even get it. But I get along with so many of the women. I love Melissa Gorga.
That's even so funny though, that you mentioned even like you love like Giselle and Wendy because it's so funny. They don't even get along on their own show, you know?
Yeah, and I didn't even know that. Like that was so, and I'm like, no, but I love you both. Like how can you, that doesn't make sense to me because you're both so amazing, you know? So it is kind of funny to me. And I genuinely love them both. I laugh with Wendy so much. We did Project Runway together. So that was how we got to bond. And then we like came back for like the finale. And I don't know, there's something about Wendy that she just freaking cracks me up. And then you find out like she's also like this boss lady and she's like got all this education and she's doing all these like big time things. So like I like to see women up. You know, I like strong friends. I like smart friends. I like rich friends. I like when my friends are doing good, you know? So she makes me laugh. Trying to think who else. I do like Melissa Gorga. You know what? I really want to see Lindsay Hubbard too. I would love to see her have a moment at Bravo, you know, because she's been through a lot. We share, Melissa is our makeup artist and Caroline in New York. We share this. So when she comes here, Melissa does Lindsay. And then when I go there, I use Caroline. So we were so excited to meet each other for the first time at BravoCon last year. And she's such a sweetheart. I'm not, you know, I don't know anything about the situation, but I want to see her get through that. This is obviously a shitty time for her. And I would love to see her come to BravoCon and, like, you know, have that, like, I'm going to be okay. I look fucking incredible. I'm sure she's so thin because that shit just makes you so skinny, you know? And I just want to see her, like, in all her glory at BravoCon.
Yeah. Well, that'll be nice to see too. So
yeah.
I'll see you there.
Yeah. Are you going to be doing the, are you going to be in like the podcast room or are you just going to be there having a good time?
I'll just be there having a good time running around places. Yeah. So
it's better not trapped in a room.
No, yeah, absolutely.
And
not.
Getting all the tea. Yeah. I love it.
Well, thank you for being here.
Yeah, this was so fun, Ira. Thank you for having
nice
me.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you again to Gina Kirshenhider for being here with me this week. That was a fun combo about the Real Housewives of Orange County. Remember, I am going to be at BravoCon next weekend, so if you see me, say hi. It'll be a good time. That's Keep It Real. We'll see you next week. Keep It is a Crooked Media production. Our senior producer is Kendra James. Our producer is Chris Lord, and our associate producer is Malcolm Whitfield. Our executive producers are Ira Madison III and Louis Vertel.
This episode was recorded and mixed by Evan Sutton. Thank you to our digital team, Megan Patzel and Rachel Gajewski, and to Matt DeGroot and David Tolles for production support every week.
And as always, Keep It is recorded in front of a live studio audience.